What thought shall we devise here in this garden to drive away the heavy thought of care?
Madame will glad, boys.
So it make me think the world is full of rubs and that my fortune runs against the bias.
Madame will tell tales.
Of sorrow or of joy?
Of either, madame.
Neither, girl. Or if of joy, being altogether wanting, it doth remember me the more of sorrow. Or if of grief, being altogether had, it adds more sorrow to my want of joy. For what I have, I need not to repeat. And what I want, but not to complain.
Oh, madame, I sing.
It is well thou hast cause. But thou shouldst please me better, wouldst thou weep?
I could weep, madame, would it do you good?
And I could sing, would weeping do me good, and never borrow any tear of thee. But stay. Here come the gardeners. Let me step into the shadow of these trees.
Madame,
my wretchedness onto a row of pins, they will talk of state, for everyone doth so against the change. Woe is forerun with woe.
Go. Bind thou up yon dangling apricots, which, like unruly children, make their sire stoop with oppression of their prodigal weight. Go thou, and like an executioner, cut off the heads of two fast-growing sprays that look too lofty in our commonwealth. All must be even in our government. You thus employed, I will go root away the noisome weeds, which without profit suck the soil's fertility from wholesome flowers.
But why should we, in the compass of a pail, keep law and form in due proportion, showing as in a model our firm estate, when our sea-walled garden, the whole land, is full of weeds? Our fairest flowers choked up, our fruit trees all unpruned, our edges ruined, our knots disordered, and our wholesome herbs swarming with caterpillars.
Hold thy peace. He that hath suffered this disordered spring hath now himself met with the fall of leaf. The weeds which his broad-spreading leaves did shelter, that seemed in eating him to hold him up, are plucked up, rooted all by Bolingbroke. I mean the Earl of Wiltshire, bushy green.
What, are they dead?
They are. And Bolingbroke hath seized the wasteful king.
Oh. I'm pressed to death through want of speaking. Now, old Adam's likeness set to dress this garden. How dares thy harsh, rude tongue sound this unpleasing news? What Eve, what serpent had suggested thee to make a second fall of cursed man? Why dost thou say King Richard is deposed? Darest thou, thou little better than earth, divine his downfall? Say, where, when, and how camest thou by this ill tidings? Speak, thou wretch!
Pardon me, madam. Little joy have I to breathe this news. Yet what I say is true. Post you to London, and you will find it so. I speak no more than everyone doth know.
Nimble mischance, that art so light of foot. Doth not thy embassage belong to me? And am I lost that knows it? Oh, thou thinkest to serve me last, that I may longest keep thy sorrow in my breast. Come, ladies, madame, go to meet at London, London's king in woe. What, was I born to this, that my sad look should grace the triumph of great Bolingbroke? Gardener, for telling me these news of woe, pray God the plants thou graft may never grow.